My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mark is calling from Middletown, New Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Sal. How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, Mark?
Hey, was at the game last night, the Met game. Saw Doc Gooden there. But as Met fans, every game is an important game. We haven't had meaningful games in 8 years, and the building was barely half full. Where are all these? Ah, I'm a diehard Met fan. Where are they?
Yeah, I mean, it's a Monday, and thank you for the call. Monday night, you know, school back in town. It's the Nationals. Even me, BT, like just my feel, excitement level.
Yep.
Philly series, even on the road, felt different. Like to a point where I was like, man, if I didn't have a life, I would want to go to these games. But last night, you obviously watch it, but I'm not. I didn't feel the need to be there for the Nationals when you know you get. Now, Friday night, I might go Friday night.
I'm trying to get you to go. I might join you, actually. I might join you on Friday.
Awesome.
I might be able to join you on Friday.
I already told my wife, so I got the go-ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have to even ask. I'm good.
Yeah!
I mean, I just have to make sure now, I'm not missing anything with like the sports, with the kids, but I think I'm good.
Let me just reiterate.
What?
I told my wife. The next. I just want to make sure we're clear.
Nuts,
I already told my wife. I don't want you to think like,
honey, pretty please. We know how you are, Sal. Even with the reads, you can't believe the wife.
So do you get on the Met fan for that last night?
I'm not going to get on the Met fan because, you know, the economy and it is school and some other things, but the Met attendance has been disappointing for a while.
Hmm.
I want to just lay a couple of things out, and I didn't even know the caller was going to go there, but I have thought about this. I have done some research here, and the Mets this year, and then I have a question for you at the end of this. I'll try to make this fast. So the Mets right now are 17th in home attendance. 17th.
Okay.
Not commensurate with where the base should be based on their season that they've given the fans, right? So it's not congruent. Like, the Mets have had a really fun, energized season, and the Met fans aren't showing up. They're 17th. It's a fact. Okay. Now, I know that school's in session. Do they have school in San Diego? They had 44,000 people there. Do they have school in Atlanta? They had 37,000 people there. Do they have school in St. Louis? They had 30,000 people there. For some reason, 35,000 people went to watch the Angels play last night. Do they have school in Chicago? 34,000 Cub fans showed up. The Brewers had 28,000. The Mets had 21,000.
And yet,
it's the biggest city in the country with a vibrant, diverse, you know, in spots, affluent. I mean, you say that about any fan base, poor, affluent, middle of the road, but Mets have a lot of people who can afford this. Where are the fans?
Maybe
21,000.
Maybe they're tired of the circus-like atmosphere at Met games. I mean,
no.
Grimace first pitch. Dude, wait till if we go Friday night, it's unlike anything I've experienced before.
But the
light show and the,
yeah, I like the
freaking
light show.
Sirens and stuff.
The Yankees do that too, yeah, with the Imperial, you know, when they're two strikes.
But they have Judge and Soto, so that like kind of.
That's true. Now, here's my question for you. Because those
I
are
don't
just,
know. I don't have a good answer to it, honestly.
I don't know why.
It's the Nationals. But it is the end of the year. Look, I don't know. Maybe,
I just gave you 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 6 other examples. Smaller. Every one of them is smaller. And every market that I reference is significantly smaller.
Plus,
than they
Manaea
had.
Was pitching. Like, if there's any pitcher you're going to go see,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's your ace.
You should have people
I'm saying,
there.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so my question is, and I know he's going to do it because this is what he's going to do. But, like, if Cohen is going to offer Soto $6 or $650 million or whatever it is, don't you think Met fans should show up in a pennant race?
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe it's just because of the lack of sustained success.
There's no excuses, dude.
Met fans have been burnt. So there's got to be a reason.
There is none. It's just the Met fans aren't going.
No, but it's not. But it's also not because there's no passion there with the fan base. Because we know, especially that usually the down fan bases, once they start to sniff some success, they're rabid.
Yeah.
You got to
get
out there. But I'm telling you, man, my first experience. Now, I've been going to games, Met games, consistently, I'd say, since 1995.
Okay.
And there was a window, you know, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002. I was really going like 50, almost 50 games a year, which is just absurd.
That's incredible.
But I was going
insane.
A lot. Any off day I had from Home Depot, I was going to a lot of games. At least those couple years.
Yeah.
But the first time, and you're talking about, you know, 99 postseason, 2000 postseason, 2015 postseason, like every year I'd be going to all the postseason games. The first time I ever felt that the crowd was disappointing and didn't have that rabid passion in them was the 2022 postseason. It was just a different.
I remember you saying that.
You talked about it with the Yankees.
I felt that with the Yankees against the Astros. I was there and it felt like a morgue.
It felt like. It did not feel like the postseason.
Nope.
And it's something, as somebody who can speak to going to games since 95 at least, and tasting the postseason in 99 and 2000, again, 2015, it was 2006 as well. We can't skip that year. Like, it was the place to be in the postseason because the team never makes it. So when they go, the fans are nuts. You can't get a ticket.
Yeah.
2022, it was lifeless. Now, was that because of the way the season ended? Was it because of the prices, the ballpark? I don't know what the problem was, but it was a problem.
You know, with the secondary more, I know Evan's big into this. Me, yeah. I'm not going to jump through hoops to go to a game. And, you know, I'm going to get tickets when I want to go. And if I can't afford it or I don't want to spend it, I'm not going.
Right.
You know? And I also want to say, I get free tickets often, so I understand it's different. But I'm not jumping through hoops on secondary markets to get tickets. Evan does. That's fine. I respect it. But I don't think it's an exorbitant ticket price based on so many different outlets and avenues to go and get your hands on tickets. Cheap price.
Right.
Like, it's not like the old days. Like, I remember going to the Garden with my dad a lot.
Yeah.
You know, back with early Ewing and obviously Mark Jackson, right before Pat Riley came, and then obviously into Pat Riley. Scalpers everywhere, hundreds of bucks back then. You know, that was different. Like, not everybody could afford that. You can't swing it. Dude, if you've got an ounce of patience and an ounce of technological savviness, you can get tickets on the cheap.
Yeah. So
including last night.
So it's not the price.
It's not the price.
Right, but if the Mets were playing the Nats Friday night, do you think we would be trying to be going? Or because more it's about the Phillies and a better opponent. Like, to me, the Nats, the Mets Nats is just, ugh.
I know what you mean, but if you, then you're not going
to. I don't know, I'm just trying to come up with an excuse.
I don't think there is an excuse. I think that there's context, a little economically driven. I've given you some of the context.
Yeah.
Not an excuse. I mean,
I think maybe they just don't believe in this team, oddly enough. How was the attendance? You're saying it's been bad all year? I usually don't
17th.
Look at these things.
17th.
All year.
Attendance.
I thought it was really good last homestand.
17th. It was pretty good. But 17th is 17th.
For a team that's overachieved.
This team has earned more support.
Correct.
And I never tell fans what to do. But those numbers surprise me.
John has a theory on Staten Island. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? I'm a season ticket holder.
Right,
and
John,
a Mets fan for almost 50 years.
Attaboy.
So, and I've probably gone to at least 70 games this year. I'll give you a couple of my reasons real quick. Number one, over the 30 years of Yankees sustained success, and it kills me, we've lost the casuals. All right. If you have a family like you guys have young kids, and a lot of families are like this, if they have discretionary money and they're going to go to a game and they're going to plan in the off season to go to games during the year, they're going to pick the Yankees.
Not if they're Met fans.
If you're casual.
What are you saying, okay? Casual?
I don't know if I fully agree with that. Let's go to a game.
Yeah. Let's go to a game. My kids like the Yankees. Everybody loves Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Okay, Met fans.
What about Pete?
They're a Yankee fan. Let's say it's 60-30
Come on.
65-35 Yankee fans to Met fans in the city. Okay?
Okay.
And again, the other big reason is going into the year, the expectations were lower. Starting when they made the trades last, you started hearing the reports when Scherzer left that they were going to take a step back.
Oh, you've had months to adjust.
Yeah. You know what I really think it comes down to, John? Sorry for the call. I didn't mean to cut you off there, John. And good job, you know, with your loyalty and passion. And
absolutely.
All stuff. Although I don't know how you're a 50-year season ticket holder and your kids like the Yankees. Like, something went wrong there. I mean, I'm saying you got to let them make their own decision, but you're a season ticket holder? You're going to 70 games?
You shove the Mets down their throat.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You're a Mets fan.
You'd think you'd be bringing them to the games.
You're a Mets fan, or you're not a baseball fan. You're not going. There's really nothing to discuss.
You know what I really believe, BT?
What?
Not only the lack of star power, which especially without Lindor, not in the lineup, like lack of star power, but even with Lindor,
okay,
there's still the lack of star power and excitement with this team, even though they're playing well.
Uh-huh.
And I really think it's just that the fans, combined with the lack of star power and legitimacy, the fans don't believe to that level. I really do believe that that's the case. Just speaking from my own feelings and experience,
yep,
they've exceeded all expectations. They still could be a playoff team, but even with that, fans don't believe the reality that this team could be a World Series type team, and they're just not going to invest in it.
It might be it. I mean, I think that that's probably partly attributable to, you know, average to, in certain spots, you know, last night, so that's just not a good number, 21,000 pennant race. John said something interesting, and we didn't challenge him on this. I don't know if I agree. He said 65-35% Yankee-Met dynamic split. That seems a little
in
wide.
What? In reality?
No, in terms of he's like maybe overall? 65% Yankee fans, 35% Mets.
Nah, I think that's...
Even I'm going to say that's a little wide.
What do you think that is? 60-40?
60-40. 65, that's just too big of a disparity. Yeah. I don't think that that's accurate. What would you say?
I really don't know. And is it... I mean, because I don't have the pulse of the casuals. Like, in my mind, everybody is like us. Like, we're diehard fans and grew up like that, and there's no casualness to it. You're a Met fan or you're a Yankee fan.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's with the casuals? But I'd probably say 60-40. And I do think that the casuals lean, at this point, Yankees, and have for the last 30 years, whereas if you go back to 80, you know, 85, 86, whatever, late 80s, I think the casuals lean toward the Mets. They've lost those over 30 years of... You know, not futility alone from the Mets part, but the Yankees sustained success.
That does happen. Residually, you're going to feel that downstream.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the Knicks are on the way up here, and, you know, the Nets are obviously going to reset whatever. And,
right, but that's
know,
like 95-5, no?
I agreed, but, like, let's say the Knicks, even though the Mets are having a fun season, let's say the Knicks weren't quite as good as they are, mm-hmm, and, like, maybe people aren't really, like the first year with Randall 2020, if everybody was allowed in the building without COVID, like they were at the end of the season. I think that the Nets were really good. There might be deep down 90-10% split, but I think that there'd be more more casuals going, hey,
I want to see KD.
The Nets are doing this, and I want more. If like Kenyon Martin and Jason Kidd and those guys played in Brooklyn, and the Knicks were trash, I guarantee the Nets would have, they'd capture the dollar of the casual.
Yeah, the casuals can be swung very easily.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.